Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Father, what in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen and amen. We'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you, and thank you for being here with us on today as we lift Jesus up a little bit higher and higher and higher. And he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And it's our pleasure to serve in this capacity. We want you to know that you are welcome to have a seat at the table. Amen. And enjoy the meal. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Amen and amen. Our scripture for this morning is coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Amen. Verse number. So let's just do a little bit of reading. Amen. And then, amen, because we need to read more, because if we tell the truth, we say that we don't read as often as we need to read, and we're not in God's word, amen, as often as we need to be in God's word. Amen. Glory be to God. So 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And I am going to read starting in verse number 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Want to talk, amen, from a subject this morning. Faith is. Faith is. Glory be to God. Amen. Beloved, when the scripture, amen, shares with us and speaks with us and teaches us, amen, that we have the ability to see into the invisible. Glory be to God. God has given us that gift. Amen. Hallelujah. We are a spirit. Amen. We possess a soul. We live in a body. Amen. Glory be to God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, to taste and see that the Lord God is good. Amen. He's talking about with our spiritual eyes, beloved. And because, amen, we are a spirit, we have the ability to see into the invisible. Glory be to God. And we do not lose heart. Amen. We do not lose heart because, even though our outward man is perishing, all of us are getting older day by day. Every day that we live is every day that we're getting older. And even if you're in good shape, we're all perishing because we are all one day closer to the grave, one day closer to the rapture. Amen. Our bodies are getting older as we continue. Amen. To walk on planet Earth. So the outward man is perishing. There's nothing we can do about that. We try to keep up, amen, with exercising. We try to keep up and eating right and staying active and doing those things. Glory be to God. But we cannot stop the outward man from perishing. But while the outward man is perishing, the inward man, okay, is being renewed day by day. Okay, your inward man is renewed day by day. Why? Because every day you're in prayer. Every day you're in the word. Every day. Glory be to God. All right, so we're being renewed. So it's being renewed. Amen. So the flesh is, the outward man, the flesh is getting older, yet the spirit is getting younger. Amen. So when we, you know, every year when we get a birthday, we can truthfully say that we're getting younger and not older. Why? Because the inward man is being renewed by the word, being renewed in the spirit. We're talking about those of us who are progressive in the spirit. We're talking about those who are active, those who are moving forward in faith, those who are moving forward in obedience, those who are trusting God day by day. Amen. Then it goes on to tell us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, okay, we all have afflictions, okay? Some you're going through one thing, and somebody else is going through another. Everybody's going through something different. Amen. Most of us go through all the same things at one time. There's a lesson to be learned in every area of our life. But the Bible says it's a light affliction. Compared to eternity, it's light. Regardless of what you went through, what you're going through, what you're going to go through, amen, it's still a light affliction, see, and it's but a moment. Why? Because 1,000 years is as one day in the Lord's sight, okay? So even if you went through this thing for an extended period of time, years, say you went through a situation for years, and it's only for a moment in light of eternity, when you weigh that against eternity, okay, it's just for a moment, amen. And not only that, it is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Okay, it's like working out at the gym, working out on that treadmill, exercising. Your body is getting in shape, and so guess what? That's what our light afflictions do for us. They're getting us in shape, increasing our faith, increasing our character, increasing our trust in God. Amen. It's not sent to kill us. It's sent to make us. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is why we accept whatever God allows. Amen. Then it goes on, beloved, to in the verse that we want to talk on for just a couple minutes. Amen. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen eternal, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to make sure that we're looking at the right things. We have to make sure. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we are looking at the things which are not seen. Not seen. Hallelujah. We're looking into the invisible. Hallelujah. We have to look into everything is in the invisible. Everything is in the spirit. Everything begins in the spirit. That's where everything is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we look there. Amen. Hallelujah. Where everything is. Huh? All your blessings is in the spirit. Everything is in the spirit. Huh? Everything, hallelujah, that you believe in God for is already here. What? In the spirit. In the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Give me a second here. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second here. Glory be to God. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Huh? Everything that we're believing God for, hallelujah, is in the spirit. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, in the spirit where everything is eternal. All your money is in the spirit. Okay, everything is in the spirit. Glory be to God. Huh? Because every good and every perfect gift coming from above. All right? Now, glory be to God. We have to, as long as it's in the spirit, it's not doing you any good. It's not doing you any good. You can't spend money that's in the spirit. You can't live in a house that's in the spirit. Huh? You can't marry a man that's in the spirit. You can't marry a woman that's in the spirit. Glory be to God. You can't go to a church that's in the spirit. As long as it's in the spiritual realm, it's not doing you any good. It's there. It's available to you. It's yours, but it's not doing you any good. So, beloved, what we have to do now is, amen, hallelujah, to seek God. How do we pull it out of the spirit into the natural realm? And where we can enjoy it, where we can live it, where we can see it, where we can touch it, where we can feel it, where we can taste it. So we have to pull it out of the spiritual realm into the natural realm, where it's temporal. Now, as long as it's in the spiritual realm, it's eternal. Once you pull it into the natural realm, it becomes temporary. It becomes temporary, beloved. Glory be to God, huh? Everything in the earthly realm is going to fade away. Absolutely everything, including you, including me. See? But it's in the natural realm where we can enjoy it, where we can ride it, huh? Where we can live in it, where we can taste it, where we can feel it. Glory be to God. And so here, beloved, the scripture shows us, amen, how to do that. It says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Beloved, I come to make an announcement today. It is only when you see into the invisible will you dare to do the impossible. You have to be able to see into the invisible. What is that thing you are desiring that of God? What is it that you're asking God to do? What is it? What is your heart's desire? What are you longing for? See? Glory be. What is your prayer request? What are you praying for? Glory be. What gives you joy? What gives you pleasure? What are you living for? You have to go into the invisible and see it. Most of the time, beloved, we're just staring into space. We don't see anything. You have to see your blessings in the invisible. You have to see that job, see that business, see that success, see that promotion, see that healing, see that salvation for your family. Whatever it is you're believing God for that has not manifested yet, you got to look in unseen, the spiritual, and pull that thing out of the spiritual into the natural world by your faith. And that's just how it works. But we're not demanding anything. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible. It'll never work. God is not impressed with this and that and the other. Hebrews 11:6, glory be to God, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Diligently seeking him. Earnestly seeking him. Glory to God. God, hallelujah. Because we know that only God can do it. Only God can do that thing. I don't care how many jobs you get. I don't care if you're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That ain't going to be enough. Number one, you're going to be halfway dead and even spend it. I don't care how much education you get. I don't care who you hook up with. They have you sign a prenup. It ain't them. It ain't it. It's God. God does it. God brings it to you. But you got to take your faith and go into the spirit, glory be to God, and impress God, because he is pleased when you walk by faith. He is pleased when you're seeking him for answers, and let God do it. But if you don't have no faith, it's not going to work. You can wrap it up right now. You can wrap it up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The most important key to experiencing, beloved, God's favor, and that's in any realm. That's in financial freedom. That's in your relationships, your health, your wealth, whatever it is. And if you want to walk into the in divine favor, and ain't nothing like divine favor, and the blessings of God, then you got to walk in faith. There's no other way. There is the one major requirement the Father has of those who come before him. The requirements that must be met. I had the opportunity to preach out on Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank God, amen, for that opportunity. And I went through, showed them through the script some of the necessary steps, amen, to getting our prayers answered. But let me show you this morning, glory be to God, what that necessary requirement is. See, we want to come to God, amen, without thinking that God does not require anything. No, God has requirements. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seeking him out. Making sure, glory be, crossing your T's, dotting your I's. Father God, am I living a life of faith? Am I calling this faith and it's something else? Father God, what is my portion? What is it that you desire for me to do? What you want me to do, Father? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're doing one thing. God didn't call you to do that. Well, I'm going out here and get this job. God ain't tell you to do that. He told you to go over there to that nursing home and that hospital. He told you to go over there and help somebody, clean somebody. You need to just be listening to what God is telling you to do. We're trying to use our faith in areas that God didn't call us. Glory be to God. And when God is calling you, beloved, amen, and yes, sometimes he will stretch you. Amen, hallelujah, but he wants you to know that you are pleasing him. Faith is how you're going to pull it out of the invisible. Thing you need is there. The earth and the fullness of everything you ever dreamed of, talked about, is there. I got a feeling I'm going to be rich one day. Yeah, you rich right now. What you talking about? Your money is there. Your businesses is there. Your ideas is there. Your houses, your cars, your real estate inventory, your churches, your ministry, the salvation of your children, your family, everything's already there. Every good and perfect gift is already there. So many people live and die, and their blessing's still there. It was waiting for them to come and pick it up. Waiting for them to come and pick it up. They never arrived. Huh? Return back to the sender. They never picked it up. Because that's where your blessings are going to stay until you go in the spirit and get it and pull it into the natural world. You use your faith. Nothing else is going to work. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Well, I'm going to fast for a week. You can fast for a week, but if you don't put no faith with that, it ain't going to do nothing. I'm just going to increase my prayer. Good, increase your prayer. But if you don't put no faith with your prayer, it, guess what? Your prayer ain't even taking you nowhere. The only thing that's going to take you somewhere with God is your faith. You doing what the Lord is telling you to do. That's what we need to be seeking God for. God, what is it you would have me to be doing in this season? And then do it. Because when you do that, God will do that. And you can have what you will. That's what God said. He said, if you abide within me and my words abide in you, you remain in me by faith, you can have whatever you ask for. Beloved, I've come to tell you nothing is impossible with God. It's only when you see into the invisible will you dare to do the impossible. You can literally have whatever your heart desires. The reason we don't have more is because we don't believe for more. We get tired of believing. We get tired of we try to make it work. Well, I'm just going to do this. Who said you got to do this? Who said that? Who said you got to go back to school? Do you know you got people with college degrees, PhDs, working at McDonald's? Master's degrees, bachelor's degrees, working at McDonald's. I'm not belittling McDonald's. I'm just giving you a scenario here. Make a minimum wage. Who said you got to go back to school? Do you know you got people never went to college? Millionaires, billionaires. Never even went to college. I don't even know if they finished high school. Huh? See, you're looking at the world's way of trying to make it. You're looking at the worldly system. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, because the blessings come from God. Not from your education, not from your address. Not from who you connected to and not connected to. You got to be connected to him. He is the source. He is the power. All you got to do is make your request known to God. Be bold enough to ask God for it. Have enough faith, unwavering faith. Glory be to God that God is your sun and shield. He's going to give you grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from you. You're going to ask God for whatever you want. You're going to wait on him and his timing to give it to you. And in the meantime, you're going to see what God will have you to do, and that's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do. And you're not going to be moved by nobody else's opinion. Glory be to God. God told Joshua, amen, and Joshua 1 and 8, he says, meditate on my word day and night. And then you will experience good success. What? You mean? I have to go out there and do 12 hours a day. I was going to do this, and I was going to do a little Uber, and I was going to do this. But ain't nothing wrong with a little Uber, nothing little wrong with that, but God ain't told you to do that. Now you trying to help God out. Now you trying to help God out. You get your butt up out of the way. Now you in the wrong place at the wrong time. God told Joshua, he said, he didn't tell him, go there and build, start building bricks, bring your bricks, bring your mortar, bring. He said, meditate in my word day and night. How much meditating you doing in God's word, saints? When's the last time you got into that book for real, for real, for real, for real, for real? Taking notes, making yourself a student of God's word. When's the last time? What's on your mind? I want to see what's going on in the court. Yeah, because he in New York and he going to be on trial. Yeah, and I think he's going to jail and he needs to go to jail. God ain't told you to be meditating on that. It ain't even your business if you go to jail, if you don't go to jail. He said, meditate on my word. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And all of these other things will be added unto you. What other things? The things you prayed and asked God to do. Those going to be added to you. God, no, you can't afford that thing you asking for. You ain't got to afford it because you ain't got to buy it because he the one going to give it to you. He can afford it because he own it. But we don't have faith to take us there. We got that little teeny bit of faith, if it's faith at all. Look, let me tell you something else. We all have our crying seasons. There are things that make us cry. We go to prayer, crying and crying out to God. But thanks. Let me take you straight to the word. God ain't impressed with your tears. Let's take a box of Kleenex with you and blow your nose. God, your tears don't move God. The Bible says your faith moves God. Babe, if you're going to cry, you better have some tears of faith. And we take our faith, we look into the visible. It says here, why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. You take your spiritual eyes, look into the spiritual, to the things that are not seen on the natural realm, and you see what you want. And it's like going through Candyland. God said, you can have it. The devil wanted, nah, who you think you are? You can't get enough. God ain't going to do that for you. And then, oh, Lord, don't share your request, your dream with certain people. Girl, you need to come on up out of there. And you just daydreaming because you know you ain't the right color and you know you living in the wrong neighborhood and you know your credit report and how much money you got. God ain't asked you nothing about your bank account or your credit report or your address. The only address God is concerned about is that you are a dweller in his house. Do you live in the Lord's house? Psalms 91. Baby, that's the only address God is concerned about. He's not concerned about your family lineage. He ain't concerned about nothing about where your faith is right now. Because if your faith is in God, that means you walking in faith, you walking in love, and you're walking in obedience. And that's the qualifications. And God said, I'll do the rest. My God, Sookie, Sookie. My God. So he said, now you just occupy till I come. Now, glory, don't put me on no time clock. Now, it's okay for you to ask God to do it by a certain date. He might not. But whatever time God do it, it's going to be the right time. God said, now you waiting for me? Amen. Glory be to God. Work. Just work. 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 Pray, amen, serve me, amen, glory be to God. Get up every morning, see what is on my calendar. We looking on our calendar to see what's on our calendar for the day. We need to be asking God what's on his calendar for us. God just might want to get you on the telephone and call a couple of people and give them some words of encouragement. Maybe take somebody to the grocery store. Glory be to God. Go on down to the hospital like I'm going today. Visit some folks. Huh? Why God is taking care of your business. That's how faith works, beloved. When you go to the Father and present your petitions, it is not enough for you to simply claim God's promises. God going to do it. God going to do it because I ask him. Oh, I claim it. No, I name it. I claim it. I grab it. I blab it. I blab it. I grab it. No, no, no. God say, well, whatever I say, I can have. No, it is. That ain't enough. That's a good beginning, but it ain't enough, beloved. Faith in God's promises. Hallelujah. It's not enough. God does not respond to your requests. God responds to your faith. And it's time for us to get into the nitty and gritty. It's time for some of us to man up, because we've been flirting with this thing called faith long enough and seeing no results. We frustrated. We frustrated. But guess what? You frustrating yourself. That's why you frustrating, frustrated, because you haven't really grabbed hold of faith. You skirting around and playing around and running around and talking around it. You ain't grabbed hold of it. And if you haven't grabbed hold of faith, you haven't grabbed hold of God. Faith is seeing into the invisible spiritual realm. When you look into faith, beloved, let me tell you what you should see. You should see your Heavenly Father, who is a rewarder. You, when you look into that invisible realm, you should see your Father on his throne with outstretched hands, ready to meet your need. Do you see that when you look into the invisible? Do you see God on his throne with outstretched hands, ready to meet your need? Then you ain't got no faith, because you ain't seeking God. No, you seeking the lottery. You're seeking your neighbor. Amen. You're seeking, amen, this guy over here, this person over here. You know what I mean? You running here and there, just like the children, the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years, walking around in circles. Busy. I got a busy day today. Pastor got a busy day. Yeah, busy. The children of Israel was busy for 40 years. Come in at the end of the day. What you got to show for it? Nothing. God never called you to be busy. He didn't tell Adam and Eve, be busy and multiply. He said, be fruitful. Time out for being busy, baby. It's time to be fruitful. When I came in on Saturday, glory be to God, hallelujah. When I fell down on my recliner, amen, it was like 6 o'clock in the evening, 5 o'clock, and I couldn't move. I couldn't move. I didn't have enough strength to get to my bedroom to take my clothes off to go to bed. I just had to sleep in the recliner until 5 o'clock the next morning. Huh? But it was rewarding. When I woke up, I felt like fresh money. Why? Glory be to God. Because, amen, I was out there being fruitful in the Lord's kingdom. Woo! God don't send me out every day, but when he send me out, amen, it's something to be done. I think he keeps me in for a couple of days to store me up. Glory be to God. Beloved, what are you doing? Faith is seeing your needs met even before you have a physical manifestation of them. You ask God for it, and before it comes to manifestation, you already see it. You already see the baby saved, the children saved. You already see the healing. You already see it. Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, that it'll be so because God said so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's how faith works. I'm just waiting to see what God going to do. You ain't in faith. You ain't in faith. That ain't faith. You're not seeking God diligently. You're not seeking him. You're not really believing. Well, I'm just going to throw the coin up in the air and see what side it fall down on, head or tail. Nah, you ain't in faith. See? You got all this gimmick, amen, all this worldly stuff, amen, hallelujah, what everybody else is saying and doing, how you grew up. You know, we got to come up out of that. This is a new life, a new way. It's God's way. There's a way that seemeth right. Amen. We're not going to walk in that way no more. We're walking in a way that is right. If you live by faith, look, this is what the scripture says here. In the book of Romans, Galatians, chapter number 5. Amen. Verse number 25 says this: if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Are you a born-again creature? Are you born again of the Spirit? Yes, I am. I'm born again of the Spirit. Okay. All right, good. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're not walking in the flesh anymore. You're not walking in carnality anymore. You're walking in the Spirit. So if you're walking in the Spirit, you're living in the Spirit, then you see in the Spirit. That's why the scripture says, oh, taste and see. It's not talking about with your natural eyes. It's talking about your spiritual eyes. You take your spiritual eyes to see in the Spirit. Glory be. You come to God in prayer. We know that's a spiritual thing, right? If we worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. We make our requests known unto God. He told us to come boldly. Make our request. You got to see God receiving you when you come. Now, you cannot see God receiving you if you're trying to come to God in sin. Right, that ain't going to work. All right? God ain't receiving you. God don't even hear your prayers until, amen, you get all that taken care of under the blood. All right? Then when we are, our sins are confessed and we have confidence in God, we're not ashamed of God, amen, we come to God seeking his face. Glory be to God. We can come to God in the Spirit. We see God receiving us with outstretched hands. We ask God for what we want. God says it is his pleasure to give it to us and for his pleasure for us to prosper. And I don't care how ridiculous it is or how crazy it is, if that thing is in your heart and that is the desire of your heart, then it is God's desire to give it to you. And you got to see yourself walking away from God when that prayer is over, that you walking away with the thing you ask God for. Now, if you hold on to that, baby, I guarantee you, you're going to get it. I guarantee you, you're going to get it. Young lady, glory be to God. Glory be to God. She had already been married. Her husband died. Amen. And she would say she would never get married again. Now, you know how sometimes you go through all that. She said, the only way I'm going to get married again, she said, he's going to have to come and knock on my door. And if he don't knock on my door, it ain't going to be no marriage. Well, lo and behold, she's married today, happily married. Guess how she met her husband? He came knocking on the door. I don't know what he was selling. I don't know what company he was with. All I know is he came knocking on her door. Don't you tell me what God won't do. It ain't up to God, baby. It's up to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Faith is seeing your needs met even before you have a physical manifestation of them. Faith is seeing into the invisible spiritual realm and seeing God in his unlimited power. Faith is seeing into the invisible spiritual realm and knowing that God will fulfill every promise he has made. That's what faith is. And beloved, there's a vast difference between the type of faith that the majority of professing Christians have today and the faith that Jesus taught that was able to move mountains where nothing is impossible. Jesus said in Matthew 17:20, he says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Do you believe it? Saints, do you believe it? Just tell the truth. Some of us this day need to ask God to help our unbelief. We don't believe that. And guess what? This is a literal mountain. This is not no metaphor. He said you can speak to a literal mountain, mountain move. Mountain of sickness, go. Mountain of debt, go. Mountain of depression, go. Whatever your mountain is, the Bible says if you have faith, the grain of a mustard seed. You ever looked at a mustard seed? Probably not. That's how small it is. You almost need a magnifying glass to see a grain of a mustard seed. That's how small that baby is. The Lord said, if you got that much faith, you can speak to the mountain, tell that mountain to move out of your way, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you, because God honors faith. God is the one that's doing it, but it's your faith. Your faith moves mountains. Your faith has a voice. We talking the wrong stuff, saints. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. Make sure your conversations is in faith. Sometimes we don't even pray faith. We pray in the problem. God already knows about your problems. You come to God in faith, believing God for some answers, for some healing, for some victories. Why? Because as long as you pray the problem, you're not moving God. But when you start praying faith, now you got God's attention. As I close on this morning, amen, glory be to God. Dr. Murray, amen, glory be to God. He's a well-known preacher. Amen. This is what he wrote. This is definition of faith. I thought it was very, very interesting, and it tied right into our lesson for today. This is what he said. He said, faith is very far from being a mere conviction of the truth of God's word or a conclusion drawn from certain premises. Faith is the ear which has heard God say what he will do. And faith is the eye which has seen him doing it. Therefore, where there is true faith, it is impossible for the answer not to come. Wasn't that awesome? It is impossible for the answer not to come, because faith is the ear that hears what God said that God is going to do, and God is not a man, and God is not a liar. And faith is the eye which has already seen him do it before it even manifested. That's faith. That's working faith. And you got to work your faith, because faith without works is dead. True faith is active, and true faith is powerful. Glory be to God. Hebrews 12:2, beloved, Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The supernatural faith of God is just like Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Are you in faith today, beloved? Are you really in faith? This is a day for us to really have a conversation with God, to really go deep within ourselves, for us to come out of that frustration that we're living in, step into faith. Why? Because faith is living. Faith is incorruptible. It cannot be conquered by the devil. It is a faith that perseveres, that overcomes every obstacle and endures to the end. Because only he who endures to the end shall be saved. Faith is. Glory be to God. Faith is. Only when you see into the invisible will you dare to do the impossible. Come on. Get the moving. God gonna hook you up with somebody. I'm waiting for my circle to increase. I thank God for y'all, but I'm waiting for it to increase a little bit more. I want to run with some people that's running. I want to run with some crazy faith people. Pastor, we can do this. Hey, let's go for it. Woo, we can do this. Let's go for it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you get the green light from God, huh? And you don't see no way. Bank account says no. Huh? Resources say no. Everything say no, but God say yes. Woo! Baby girl. Baby girl. Baby girl. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God on today. We thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, forgive us. Father, we just been playing. We've been playing. We ain't been serious. We ain't been serious in no faith walk. Because God, if we were serious in our faith walk, Father God, we'd be somewhere else by now. We're still learning faith, Father God. We're still learning, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believing in your promise is one thing, Father God. Acting in faith is something else. Father God, help us to hear. Help us to hear you. Help us to hear you, Father, and what it is you would have us to do, and then for us to get out of your way and let you do it. Help us just to do, God, we're trying to do, some of us trying to do too much. And then we got some of us that ain't doing nothing. Instead of just doing what it is that you would have us to do and just be at peace with that. And then work that to perfection. Be faithful in that. Be a steward over that. Be responsible in what you called us to do and not be missing in action. This is our prayer. God, we tired. We tired. We tired of letting the devil sneak up on us. The devil is gaining momentum on us because our faith is dragging. Because we're not in true faith. We're not in true faith. And faith, Father, is the only thing that pleases you and the only thing that you will reward. And we say thank you. God, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And here we are this morning. Here we are this morning, God. We ask you to help us to help ourselves. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Help us to be a hearer and a doer of your word that we might line up accurately, have an accurate alignment with the will of God and the purpose of God for our life. And now we want to say thank you for manifesting all those things we done asked you for. You know, Bob, Lord, we done asked you for some stuff. Hallelujah. You want to give it all to us in your own way, on your own day. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Meet us at the altar prayer today. Amen at 12 o'clock and then back at, amen, 9 o'clock in Jesus' name. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the partner of your sins, come on and get it right. Get it right, get it right, get it right. Today might be your last day. You don't know. It might be. Amen. Don't want to cut it that short. Salvation is not about just about going to heaven. Amen. It's about, amen, living a fulfilled life on earth. About God using you on earth. Amen. Come on now. God got something he want to do through you before we get too old to do it. He can use you while you're on a cane and a breathing machine. Why you want to take it that far? The sooner you come, the better. Come on. I'm talking to some young people today. Come on, middle-aged people. Why you can still got get out of bed without a nurse? Come on. God trying to take you somewhere. Do you want to go? Hallelujah. Come on. Give your life to Christ. Ask Jesus to save you. Amen. Hallelujah. And to make you the person that he would have you to be. And then hook up. Make sure you got to get under a good leader. You got to get under a good leader. Come on now. Hallelujah. and to God be praise. Woo! All right. That's it. That's it. That's it. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you for the word of God. Say thank you. We say thank you for those who'll be praying today at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Call it out of the invisible saints. Bring it on home. Amen. You can use it. You can use it. And God wants you, amen, to live your best life ever. Hallelujah. To live empty and die full. To live full and die empty. That's what God wants. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Bradford signing out. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King, you're an amazing, amazing everything, amazing. Amazing God, amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, listen, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
Oh, now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you,
that I found you.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Amazing God.
So amazing. Where would I be without you? I would probably somebody's grave. All of the mistakes